Hello, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to the
Don't Hate Instigate podcast.
I'm Jemiah.
And I'm Hanad. And on this episode, we are going to be talking about the situation between Krishan Rock and Blueface. It's crazy, and it's been going on for a long time. We all know Blueface has, you know, the rapper who was rapping offbeat, and it was just... It was hard to enjoy his music, I feel like, in my personal opinion.
I don't like Blueface.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay.
But the first time I've heard of Krishan was when she was on Aiden Ross's live stream, her and Blueface both. And she was like, making fun of him, like hitting him. And they ended up stealing his laptop out of his house, his own house that they were guests on.
Ooh.
Krishan Rock and Blueface. But before we get into that, we gotta talk about her background.
Oh.
Alright?
Okay.
So, many people don't know this, but Krishan used to be, she used to be involved in track and field.
Yeah.
In college, at the Santa Monica College in California. She was one of the top track runners in her conference. But, before we talk about that, we have to talk about her life growing up. So she lived in many different places in West Baltimore. She had 11 siblings.
That's a lot and of siblings.
Yeah, imagine having that, including her, that's 12.
Yeah.
In one house? That's crazy. That's too chaotic. I can't do that.
No.
It's busy with two.
We only have one sibling.
That's too much.
I guess.
Okay. And then her dad was not really around because he was in prison for most of her childhood. Mm. And her mom, she was like fighting to get a job while she was battling a drug addiction. And you know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
At the age, guess what age she was when she was homeless? When she was first homeless?
I don't know, 5?
No. You're close. That's close. Oh. But she was 9 when she was homeless.
First homeless ever?
Yeah. And she would live with family, friends, and even, like, people from school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coaches, like, teammates.
Yeah.
But she kept on doing track, and she kept on pushing and striving through all this, like, all this hard stuff that's going on in her life. And she went to California for track, which is amazing for her.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of her background.
Yeah. To try and understand her as a person.
Yeah. But she ended up leaving track.
Yeah, and we all
she
see.
Ended up quitting.
Yeah.
And now she's with Blueface.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you just said that her mom was battling a drug addiction and struggling to like find jobs and stuff, and that her dad wasn't in her life that much because he was in prison. Do you feel like because of the way she grew up plays a big part in how she acts today? Because like I didn't know that her mom suffered from a drug addiction. So, like, do you think seeing her mom suffer from that drug addiction is why or one of the reasons she has such a big addiction with alcohol?
See, what I felt like at first, what I was reading,
yeah,
is that even though her dad wasn't around and her mom was fighting, like, a drug addiction,
yeah,
and she didn't have a house to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
She still pushed through all of it and motivated her. And that all motivated her to get, like, to pursue a career in college for track and field. But I feel like what ruined everything was Blueface.
Was Blueface?
Because she was going on the right path. Even with, like, her mom, her dad, the house, 11 siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all of that, she still went to college for track and field.
Yeah.
And she was doing good, but I feel like she threw it away just to get with Blueface and to be on his show. Mm. Which I haven't watched the show, but it doesn't seem that good to
He has a show?
Yeah, I think it's like the Blue House.
Oh.
Or it's like the Bad Girl House, something like that.
She was invited? Like,
I think so.
Like during like her track and field years, or was this like she took a break and then? Because
She took a break and then she joined.
Mm. Okay. Well, I only know, like, I don't really know how they like met. I just know that he was with the mother of his child, and like he like broke up with her to be with Krishan. But I don't know her story fully, but me personally, I feel like the reason she acts the way she acts now with like alcohol and going on Instagram Live and like telling everybody what's going on between her and Blueface is maybe because of the way she grew up. Like, yes, she had this amazing track and field career going for her, but I think the way her parents were in her childhood may reflect some of the reasons she acts the way she does now. But that's just me.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I don't agree to that or that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that might be like a part
of why she acts the way she does.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's trying to act like that because she's with Blueface, to like get with him at first, and then she can't really stop.
Mm.
That's like deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know much about like Blueface. I just know that he had songs, but I don't know him other than his failed music career.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
I mean, I know he used to play football.
He used to play football? They both had
athletic childhoods.
These great high school athletic.
Yeah, they had
backgrounds.
They had great athletic futures ahead of them.
Yeah,
but they both threw it away.
But they both threw it away, and
look at them now.
And decided to become a crazy love story.
The world, actually.
What?
I think that's the name of another show that they have.
Yeah, they made the show. It's called Crazy in Love?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I was reading something about it. But
you read something about it?
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect time to go on to why Blueface's ex, or his baby mama, mm-hmm. broke up with him.
Okay.
So, she said that they broke up because he wasn't going with her rules.
Mm.
And she told us that some of her rules were that he wasn't coming home. She set a curfew for him, and he wasn't coming home at that curfew. And that he wasn't watching after her dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah, like woof woof dog, like like a dog.
Oh.
Do you feel like those are like
reasonable?
Yeah.
Well, see, I think putting two grown-ups having a child together, and I'm guessing they were living with each other, I'm not sure, but for you to put a curfew on the person you are with is kind of crazy to me a little bit. I mean, like, I feel like if you are going to be with a person who is in a big industry like modeling or the music industry where they have like crazy hours and always being out with other people, that there's really no telling how busy or how much they're going to be outside. I feel like you walk into, if you're willing to be with a person that's in that kind of industry, you're already putting yourself in a position where you just have to go with the flow, and you can't really like hold them back from doing what they love or doing
in their career.
Yeah, like that's literally his career. So I feel like it's a little crazy that she tried to put a curfew on Blueface, like, hey, you gotta be home by whatever time, you gotta be home, yeah. knowing that he's in the industry where they party all the time, or and like they're like, always out.
And he's like a grown adult, like he's an adult.
That too.
I feel like curfews are for like kids. Teenagers who are just learning how to drive.
Yeah.
And like little kids who are supposed to be back by 6 o'clock to get dinner.
And also like the dog thing, like.
Why don't you watch your dog?
Yeah.
You don't really need to wash dogs. They can just live on their own.
Yeah.
Well, you need to wash them if you're like walking them, but yeah. if they're in the house, you don't gotta wash them.
I mean.
I feel like watching.
You need to feed them and like walk them, but watching a dog, like, unless they're bad dogs, well, that's on you. You should probably get them trained, but
yeah.
I don't know.
And I feel like something more reasonable would mm-hmm. be washing the child.
Yeah. Because don't they have a kid?
Yeah, but watching the dog is like.
It's not.
It's crazy.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. I don't agree with those.
Those two?
Those rules.
So, yeah.
Would you abide by those rules?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either. Send a curfew for me?
No. I'm
he
not.
He got concerts that he might be doing. Buzz down, Tatiana. Like, he might be doing that concert out in the city, out and about.
Out and about.
You know?
Does he still do concerts?
I don't know. I don't even know. I know.
You don't even make music. Do you make music?
He does make music.
Yeah.
With DDG. You know who that is?
Yes. No hate to DDG, but that is not serious.
Well, he has two songs with him, or three maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's three.
Yeah.
One of them, I think it went like good. Like it did good. Like it did good.
Mm.
Like in music, in the music industry.
Okay.
But yeah. We also have to talk about. Well, we don't really have to talk about this because I don't really know much about it.
What?
But I know that when Blueface's baby mom was living with him, he kicked her out. I heard, it was like a while ago, I heard it on Instagram, I heard it on Twitter.
Yeah.
He kicked her out and he had other people living in the house.
Like while she was there or after he kicked her out?
After he kicked her out, there were people who were living other than her in the house. Many other people. And I know that she came back.
Yeah.
I think she smashed his window of his car after he wouldn't let her in.
Yeah.
And that was just it for them.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really it because I saw them recently. They were together for Christmas.
I mean, yeah. Didn't they got a kid?
Yeah.
I feel like they got a co-parent somehow.
Yeah.
And, like, make certain holidays or whatever fun and memorable for their kid. But I don't think people really take time to think about who they get into relationships with, especially in the music industry. I feel like people just date people in the music industry to say, I was with this person. Because if you really think about it, no hate to the girl, but who in their right mind would get pregnant by Blueface? Like,
your money.
For the money, but him as a person, I think he's a bad person.
Maybe she might have seen different. You never know. You can't judge a book by its cover. Well, you can't judge a relationship by its cover.
No, I cannot. But the way he, what is it, portrays himself or carries himself is, is enough to be judged. I feel like, cause like, if he shows how he acts on social media, I mean, like, it might be a front on how he acts on social media, but if he acts a certain way, I feel like people don't really take the time to be like, okay, if I had a kid with this person, how would it be? How would it go? What would I have to go through? They just, not everybody, but I feel like people just be like, okay, they got a lot of money, his style ain't the best, but he can buy me this, he can buy me that, so I'ma date him, and maybe a kid wasn't in the picture, but they had a kid, and now you stuck with that person forever. So,
I mean, yeah, it happens with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Transition time.
Transition time? What are we going
into? Transition time. So we need to go into these two people fighting.
Who is this?
There was a fight. The ex and Krishan Rock. And many people know Krishan Rock for having a missing tooth.
Yeah.
First time I saw her, like, when I saw her in the Aiden stream,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. It's like a regular person.
Yeah.
Then she opened her mouth and she started singing her lyrics and there was a tooth missing. I saw the reactions on people's faces and the reactions people were typing.
Mm.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
There was like, close your mouth, do this, do that. I know Kai. You know Kai?
Yeah.
He has a popular clip where he was singing her song.
Which one?
I forgot which one it was.
Okay.
But he also has one where he was like, when she came up to the screen and she was like singing her song and she had a missing tooth, he jumped back and he screams. Like, he screams. So like, it was funny. It was hilarious. But in quarantine,
mm-hmm.
like when the pandemic hit,
yeah,
Blueface, he kind of took advantage of quarantine. And the reality TV show is called Blue Girls Club. It's like Blueface, Blue Girls Club.
Yeah.
So
stupid.
It was a house.
Yes.
That he got.
Yes.
Full of girls. Okay. It was like, I don't know if it's kind of, like, is it? I forgot what the show is called. Like, it's like a show where these girls are always fighting.
Bad
Girls
Club?
Like a lot of drama. Yeah.
Bad Girls Club.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same. Blue Girls Club.
Yeah,
I think that's what he.
Bad Girls Club. Yeah.
I think that's what he tried to do.
Yeah.
But she has a missing tooth. Mm. And the reason why she has a missing tooth is because she got in a fight.
With who?
The baby mom.
So like they met on the show?
I'm not sure. I don't know the details.
Yeah.
But I know that they got in a fight.
On that show.
On the show. Yeah, I think it was on the show.
Yeah.
They got into a fight. And I think Krishan fell and like she hit her mouth on a surface, a table, or the ground,
mm-hmm.
and her tooth fell
mm-hmm.
out. But Blueface, I mean, it was on his show, and
yeah.
she's missing a tooth, so he gave her the money, like, to get her tooth fixed.
Yeah.
And and she even said Blueface paid for everything, like even her permanent replacement.
Yeah.
She just has to go get the tooth screwed in her mouth. That's it. Like everything is ready.
Yeah.
But she's just been procrastinating. And I feel like if she,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If she didn't go on Aiden's stream and all the people weren't making fun of her, she would have gotten it done.
Because yeah.
I feel like now she's just keeping it just because, like, people are making fun of her. It's like she's showing her confidence and that she doesn't care what people think.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think she like said a while ago that she wasn't gonna get it permanently screwed in. Like she wasn't gonna like. Have it permanent. I think she
yeah, she got
did it purpose. Yeah, like,
but we're gonna touch on that in a little bit. What I gotta say, the reason why, well, another reason why she's not getting her tooth drilled in her mouth,
yeah,
I mean, it doesn't sound that bad, but she's gonna be on like painkillers and like different kind of drugs, so the pain won't really be that bad, but she won't be able to like use it for a little bit, maybe
yeah.
like a week or two. That's not that bad. It's like a tooth, like you need it,
yeah.
and it's like if you smile, that's what people see first.
Yeah,
those two teeth in the front.
Yeah.
But what's crazy to me is that her fans are encouraging her and telling her that she wears like she like the missing tooth. She rocks it like a boss. I don't think so.
You know, I mean. That's your opinion. I feel like after a while, it just gets normal, you know? Like, oh, she doesn't have a tooth. Okay, like, it's been like that for, I don't know how long, some months, almost a year, I don't know. Like, it's getting to a point where, oh, she has a missing tooth. Okay. It's nothing that's not... No, you know, like, she
yeah.
shows it all the time. We all see it. We shouldn't be surprised about it anymore. But, yeah.
Well, let me change, like, the words
Okay.
That I used.
Okay.
She does have confidence with one tooth. Or like...
A missing tooth.
Not one tooth. She got a full... She got all her teeth except for one.
Yes.
But... She wears it with confidence.
Yes.
But I feel like... She should get it done. I don't think it's a... In my opinion...
Yes.
If I had that missing tooth... And I wore it confidently... And everybody knew me for that tooth... I would still get it done because I would not like the way I look with one missing tooth. And it's like one of the most important ones. It's one of the most important teeth. If it was like the teeth, like, that you can't see, like, on the sides, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what she want to do.
She doesn't want to.
How you
She's just, because she says she's scared of getting it screwed in her mouth. She's not looking forward to it, and she's procrastinating.
Okay.
And her fans are encouraging her not to.
Okay.
I would encourage her to. Because I want to see what she looks like with two, with like all her teeth.
Then go back to an old photo.
I want to see her current self. not her old self, because she's changed. She has tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, she's a changed person.
Oh my gosh, can we talk about her tattoos really quickly? Just really quickly. Would you ever get face tattoo of somebody that you're with?
Never.
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 Well,
never.
You can't, but...
Never. If I could, never.
Yeah.
Would you?
No.
I would never.
Not even a name. Not even a name.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Not me.
I don't think I'm not gonna... Well, like... I just always thought, like, even if I am in a relationship with someone or married to somebody, I'm not getting a name tattooed on my body. Like, that's just so... I feel like that's just so crazy to me. Because, like, what if y'all, like... break up or get a divorce or just separate and like never speak to each other again, and you have to look at this tattoo of this person and you're constantly reminded about the times y'all had, good and bad. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I don't think Krishan and Blueface's relationship should be idolized or looked at as much as it is.
Yeah, she should really be left alone.
Like,
she doesn't make the smartest ideas.
No.
She has many tattoos of him.
Yeah.
And you were saying she got a temporary tooth.
Yeah.
Not only did she get a temporary tooth, it has his face on it.
The tooth has his face on it?
Yeah.
She got...
She got a neck tattoo of him.
A neck tattoo?
A face tattoo
face?
Of him. She probably got his name somewhere else. On her body, I don't know. Maybe her collarbone, her arms,
yeah.
Her neck, ears. I don't even know where she could get a tattoo.
And
but
the tooth.
If she put the tooth in.
Yeah.
His face right there. She smiled. You looking at Blueface?
Yeah. No. I feel like that's a type of love that I will never understand. Like at that point, is it even love? Like, it's. It's abusive. I feel like that relationship could be manipulative in a way. It's probably mentally draining for the both of them, mentally, physically, and emotionally. I just think, like, because, like, people be like, oh my gosh, I want somebody that's like that. Oh, I want somebody that's like Blueface. Oh, I want to be with somebody like Krishan. And I just think it's so crazy because, like, why would you want to be with somebody who mentally, physically, and emotionally abuses you, or someone who you know isn't good for you, but you don't leave because even though it's not bad all the time, the good times make it feel like it's worth it. But, like, you really gotta sit there and think to yourself, is it really worth it? Because there's probably more goods than bads, but that's just me.
Yeah, they've even had, like, a couple therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Jerry? No, it's not Jerry Springer that does that. I don't know. It was on Kai Cenat's channel.
Okay.
He brought them both there. All they did was drink alcohol and eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I know you saw that.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And then she brought a chair.
Yeah.
She said, oh, I'm not going to sit here. She threw the chair at the wall. And Kai has a hole in his wall now.
Yeah.
All because of her. And she said, oh, you're rich. You can fix it.
Yeah.
So that just shows what...
That was the alcohol, but keep going. I'm sorry.
But that just shows what happens behind closed doors. Many things like that happen.
Yeah.
Like her stealing the car. Mm-hmm. Why don't we get into that?
Who?
If somebody steal your car, that's insane.
Was she drunk?
No.
She was just thinking.
No, what he did is he blocked her. Blueface blocked her.
Okay.
And then they were over. And then she said they were talking on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not happy with that.
Why wasn't she happy with them talking on Instagram?
Because she's supposed to be talking to him on messages.
Okay.
And what she did is she broke. Not only did she steal the car, she broke into the house.
Broke into his house.
Stole the car. Drove from Los. She was driving from Los Angeles.
Yes.
To Baltimore.
Okay.
Like that was her intent.
To drive.
Do you know how far they are?
No. I know they're far, but I know
it's
how far.
Far.
Okay. Like days driving.
Yes.
Okay.
And she really thought she was about to get there. So what she did, she stole his G-Wagon.
Okay.
She got caught.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She also had illegal stuff in the car. I don't know. They didn't really give us information on that.
Okay.
But they had that. And they caught her.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I'm not paying for her bond. She called him. She was like, come pay for my bond, please. He said no. He ended up paying for the bond.
Yeah.
Everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
She still sold his car, though. And he had to get it impounded. And he had to get transportation to bring it back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which cost him a good amount of money that he didn't have to spend. And all of that just because of one little small thing.
What was it?
The blocking. Her number.
Oh.
All that because of him.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will... Well, maybe not anyone, but I can speak for myself. I don't get their relationship.
I don't think anybody does.
But, like, there
are... Not a lot of people.
Yeah, like, not a lot of people. And I feel like a lot of people feel like it's a crazy... A lot of people feel like it's a crazy relationship. And I feel like it kind of... explains the kind of generation we are today a little bit, because I feel like people just get together just to get together, and they really don't take the time to find what they're looking for, what they need. They just become attached to a person probably because of one small good moment they had together, and they're going to try and cherish that forever and try to make the best of it. So, I don't know. I don't think this is a good relationship to idolize or fantasize over, because it's a serious thing, and it's most definitely pointing out a lot of wrongs. More than a lot of rights, so.
Yeah. You know what is wrong?
What?
Transition time.
Okay. What's the next transition?
Krishan's dad.
Yes.
Punching Blueface.
Yes, that was on their show.
Yeah, right? on the crazy whatever show.
Crazy in Love.
Yeah. Before we get to what Blueface did after, let's talk about. Before we get to what Blueface did after, let's talk about his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her dad.
Yeah, her dad.
Her dad punched him.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like it was a heated...
Heated moment.
Yeah. And then that's what it, like, led up to.
Yeah.
But when... Like, it didn't even look like a hard punch.
Mm-hmm.
What looked like a hard punch is what Blueface did to him. He was on the ground. He came back up. And, like, he was bleeding on his nose.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just crazy. How are you going to let somebody...
Would you let someone, like, you were with, punch your dad and, like, not do anything to that person.
No. That's not something that could be justified.
No. I think it was... And, you know, like, the crazy part was that she was about to fight her sister because when Blueface... when Blueface punched her dad, like, her sister was, like, getting all angry and she was, like, walking towards Blueface and Krishan, and Krishan started walking up to her sister and they both had their fists up and ready and they were, like...
Hot and ready.
Yeah, they were, like, literally about to fight. And I just find it crazy that you was about to fight a family member over somebody that treats you really badly.
Maybe she likes it. You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he treats her better off camera. We can never judge. Yeah. And we can never make assumptions.
Yeah, we can't assume.
Because assumptions aren't good, right?
No, assumptions are not good.
Yeah. But this shows that there has been violence.
Yeah.
And basically just violence in their relationship.
Manipulation. Goods and bads that people might not understand except them.
Yeah, but there's been a time where she gave Blueface 2 black eyes. Both of his eyes was black. Yeah. They went on Instagram Live, she showed a picture in front of all of his fans.
Yeah.
Both of the eyes were black.
Yeah.
But then there was also an incident where she was like, her lip was busted a little bit, yeah, and then she was like bleeding from her nose and like, yeah, she had like bruises.
I remember like she went on Instagram Live, she was like in a car and she was like, "You just hit me," and like all this stuff.
And then a few hours later she said it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And she contradicts herself a lot.
Yeah.
And then recently, I think it was yesterday, I saw that she hit him on the head with an alcohol bottle.
Oh.
His head was bleeding and then she was trying to get like the glass out of his head.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know. This isn't a relationship that I agree on. I don't understand it. It's not for me to understand because it's not mine. But I also don't think people should idolize this or want this because it's not healthy. And I feel like this generation most definitely jumps into relationships way too fast before they really know what they want. And I feel like it might not be all of us, but you should know what you want from a person and what you want in a relationship and how you want to be treated and so forth.
Yeah.
Anything
I agree with
say?
That.
Yeah?
Nope, that's it.
That's it?
And all I got to say is thank you guys for tuning into episode 2. And we got more coming on the way. We also got collabs and we got very interesting topics coming up next. So stay tuned and keep on listening to our podcast. Bye guys.